Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Looking for something to do for the family this weekend? KDA's Amelia Wilson has an idea.
Definitely. You know, your pumpkin patches and your orchards, corn mazes, all of those are really shaping up and beginning to promote themselves. And, you know, people, you can kind of feel sometimes a little fall in the air, you know, and so people are getting excited about getting out there and seeing what all Kentucky has. And I always tell people you don't have to travel very far. You can get on our website, Kentucky Farms Are Fun, and you can look at things in your county. You can look at things in your region. So, you know, there is a little something for everybody.
Wilson with the Kentucky Ag Department helps coordinate their agritourism effort, and it's continuing to blossom.
We're actually at a record high in Kentucky. As of 2 weeks ago, we were at 502 agritourism locations across the state. So that's a huge thing for Kentucky. Kentucky's also, you know, one of the leaders now. We're probably in the top five as far as agritourism is concerned because we're part of a national organization, and it's kind of cool to have Kentucky listed with California, your North Carolinas, your South Carolinas, your Floridas, as far as agritourism is concerned.
If you want to explore the possibilities for some excitement this weekend, go online to kyfarmsarefun.com. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We asked students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Amelia Wilson is one of those folks in the right place at the right time in a program that she sees as making a difference.
The Department of Ag really tries to get out there and help in any way that we can because people want to keep their family farms. They're looking for alternatives, and we're trying to help in any way possible.
Fall is a natural season, harvest and all, for some of these agritourism attractions, some of the fun regulars, and she's seeing some new trends these days.
Right now is a prime time for farm-to-table dinners. I've been to several the last couple of weeks. You know, it's all about bringing people on their farm, showing what they do, talk about where their food comes from, and it's just such a neat, to me, a neat opportunity to truly promote Kentucky Proud and, of course, our state.
It's that time of year. Find a farm attraction for your family. Go online at kyfarmsarefun.com. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.